There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my opinion is always the same on that. I mean, we're with Nick and his staff, we're always looking to make our team as good as we could possibly be, right? Do we have a heightened sense of just making a move just to make? No, we're always looking to add to our team, add to our depth. That's something we do constantly throughout the year. So there isn't just a mad rush now at the trade deadline for us to change our approach and how we go about managing our roster. Our roster management doesn't change. Right? We're always looking to upgrade.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans. Welcome in, everybody. How we doing? It's a Wednesday. Trade deadline is behind us, and off we go with this version of the 2024 Houston Texans and the Lions coming to town on Sunday. And it's a good week, man. It's a good week. Sunday Night Football coming up. Despite how everybody might have been feeling at 3:01 p.m. yesterday as they were watching several teams around the AFC make moves here and there and make tweaks to upgrade the roster, Texans kind of stood pat. The only move the Texans made was shipping out Khalil Davis for a 7th-round pick. Welcome in, everybody. How you doing,
Seth? Outrage. You got rid of Khalil Davis as the backbone of the team.
Something's up with your microphone, buddy.
Of course. Yeah. God damn it. I'm talking to the wrong one.
Okay.
Details.
Yeah.
These are the technical details that elude me.
What's the other one for?
Just small tasks and errands.
Gotcha. Okay.
No, it's a longer... This one that I speak into is a higher quality mic, but it's a pain in the butt. The other one is just for when I do streaming and
YouTubes
stuff.
YouTubes and stuff.
My YouTube stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you were on. I didn't get to watch your YouTube last night. I saw that it popped up, as it always does. It pops up on my suggested views. Mm. But I haven't had a chance to watch it yet because I knew that you and I do a show together and I'll get a chance to talk to you.
Right.
But I saw that it was about your reaction to the trade deadline yesterday.
Well, the biggest thing I kept trying to remind myself, as many of our listeners pointed out, like, hey, why is everybody making such a big deal about the trade deadline when, you know, it's nothing like Major League Baseball or anything? And that is true. There were about 15 players traded yesterday. It's not like teams are typically, you know, football is different. It's not like, oh, well, all of a sudden you can bring in the missing piece to your relief staff or something quite as simply. But there are big impact moves that have been made at the trade deadline that it's enticing. It's enticing. You think about Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers. Think about Roquan Smith to the Ravens a couple years ago. Von Miller to the Rams. In a year they would end up going to the Super Bowl. It's just like those things happen and they do matter. Yeah. So you're just wondering, all right, is there something up the Texans' sleeve? So I'm not overly distraught about the fact that the Texans didn't do anything notable. The one thing, I know Khalil Davis, the defensive tackle who was traded for a 7th-round pick to the 49ers, he's kind of like a cult favorite among some people, and me too. Like, I like him just because he's a role player, but when he shows up and when he makes plays, he tends to do it pretty violently.
Yeah.
So I think people respect that and like that. But with Jerry Hughes coming off of IR, with Jeff Okuda coming off of IR, hopefully with Nico Collins coming off of IR, we're going to have to cut some people anyway. And a defensive tackle was probably going to get cut. So it was because it's one of the deepest, even though you don't have studs, like all pro type starters, you've got really a lot of depth at defensive tackle. So either Khalil Davis or Kurt Heinrich or somebody like that was probably going to be let go or sent to the practice squad. So this makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so. Yeah. And you got Mario Edwards coming back from suspension.
Oh, yeah. Mario Edwards, too. Yeah.
So there, there was a numbers issue with that, you know, and that trade. It's basically a weird comparison, but it's, and this was more of a numbers thing, but like, The Texans knew they were going to cut Khalil Davis. They've got contacts in the building over at San Francisco. They've traded defensive tackles for seventh-round picks before to San Francisco.
Kind of our thing.
Yeah.
It's just what we do.
It's their kink.
We trade off defensive tackles
to San Francisco for seventh-round picks.
For loose change, right.
It's a very, very specific fetish, but they do it. So I think as I'm watching the reaction and as I'm reacting myself to the trade deadline yesterday, look, I am disappointed that there weren't some tweaks made and some depth moves made. Forget about left guard for a second. There were no offensive linemen that got moved in this trade deadline. So it's really hard to grasp what the market is. That's my first thing, Seth, when I look at the trade market. Before reacting and going, you didn't make any trades, I take a step back and go, okay, we don't know what the prices were for these deals, you know, that they may have been talking about. And these may have been deals that if you look at the price, you said, okay, I wouldn't do that either. That there were no offensive linemen moved, and as you pointed out earlier this week, it's rare that offensive linemen do get moved at the trade deadline. It's really hard for me to say they should have done this or they should have done that at left guard. They're obviously rolling with what they have. I will take not making any deals as a sign that Jared Patterson's concussion issues are okay. Hopefully, we'll find out more today.
Yeah,
I look at some of the deals that were made at wide receiver. Khalil Herbert going for a seventh-round pick, a running back going to the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, those are the types of things yesterday where I'm like, I might have done one of these. There were so many deals that were made for guys that they're not game changers, except DeAndre Hopkins, but that's a whole separate thing. But the guys that got traded in the last 48 hours, you know, guy, or even last week, you know, Deontay Johnson, I get it, he may be kind of a turd, but the guy goes for a day three pick swap. Khalil Herbert, I mentioned, goes for a third-round pick. You look at some of the prices that these guys are moving for, and I would have gone. I look at it, I say, okay, well, I might have done that just to go get another receiver or go get another running back, because I do think fully healthy, those rooms are fine with me.
Yeah.
But if there is an injury to either Tank Dell or Nico Collins, you're in a struggle. You know, come postseason time.
Yeah, it's tough where I'm trying to be, like, again, the NFL trade deadline just isn't the same as it is in baseball, and yet very significant deals do happen. Yeah. The Herschel Walker trade, by the way, was a trade day deal, or a trade deadline deal. A lot of people think that was an offseason thing. It wasn't. So, you can make notable moves, but it's not that, for whatever reason, it's not as easy to pull off. I think the other thing that makes me feel better about it is, all right, the Texans had a very aggressive offseason. And I think that kind of primed the pump to where we're thinking, well, okay, Nick Caserio is one of the most active one of the most active GMs in the league in terms of trading, signing, and releasing players, all of that. And it doesn't feel like, okay, wow. You know, look at what the Chiefs, the way they've operated. I know Caserio's only made one trade deadline deal and in his career, and so far he still hasn't brought in any players. It's all been dishing players out at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But the one thing you have to think about is, all right, to bring somebody in at this point right now, you're going to also have to restructure some of the veteran players' contracts. So do you have an appetite for pushing Laremy Tunsil's money off into the future or Titus Howard's money off into the future? I don't. I think I need Blake Fisher to replace one of those two guys. And right now, I'm still not 100% sealed on, you know, Titus Howard living up to his contract. Laramie Tunsil paying the amount of money you're paying to Laramie Tunsil when there's at least 15 other offensive tackles in the league they're playing about at his level right now.
Yep.
I'm not overly distraught over it, but it would have been nice to have something.
Yeah.
You know what I compared it to, Sean?
What's that?
I compared it to kind of when you're like, let's say you're not really big into surprise parties, but maybe you get a hint that somehow you're going to get a surprise party for your birthday.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, okay, it's not something I really care about, but now that I think about it, yeah, it'd be kind of fun and nice. Yeah, okay, this will be cool. I'll be into this. And then you find out that there is indeed no surprise party.
Yeah, you whip the door open on your birthday and there's like nobody there.
Yeah. Oh, so now wow. It's like something I didn't even really anticipate or wasn't thinking about. But now that you piqued my interest, I'd really like it. Oh, and now you're telling me there's no surprise party.
Right,
go die.
Right. Yeah. Right, go die. It's 6:09. I love it.
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think this text to the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610, and football super fans, I think this kind of captures probably my feeling on it to a degree. The fact that Nick Caserio lives in the 5th through 7th round pick swap and trade world and lots of deals seem to involve those types of picks was disheartening. Yeah. That no moves were made. And I think I'm not disheartened by it. Like I know there's some people yesterday that are acting like we passed on a quarterback with the number 2 overall pick or something. Like it's this.
Yeah.
To me, this wasn't going to be anything that was going to change the trajectory of their Super Bowl chances as is. To me, this is something where, like, man, you can't go through the rest of the season with a running back room that is just Joe Mixon. You can't go through the rest of the season praying that Tank Dell and Nico Collins stay healthy when the next guy up is Robert Woods, like that sort of thing. And to shop for those types of players, it was very evident yesterday. Like, for depth at wide receiver, the price was going to be somewhere on the back end of day 3, 5th, 6th, 7th, swapping picks, whatever. The price for a depth at running back was going to be a late pick. And so that's kind of – and then cornerback is an interesting one because that was the biggest deal that got done yesterday was Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah.
And that was one where, you know, the big price for that, the big ticket item in the Marshon Lattimore deal, other than Lattimore himself – was the 3rd-round pick that went to New Orleans from Washington. There were some day 3 shrapnel that kind of got swapped back and forth. You know, that would have been a deal that I think would have gotten Texan fans excited, that you put Lattimore, who, by the way, is still recovering from an injury, put him on the outside on one side, Stingley on the other, bump Lassiter down to the slot, and now off you go. You know, that kind of thing.
I think part of the problem, and especially, yeah, with bringing in Lattimore, that's a tricky one because, all right, and then you've got 3 starters, a couple of them young guys on your team that you're going to pay Derek Stingley most likely here in the next couple of years. Maybe that gets a little dicey and a little touchy. It would have been nice to just be chock full of guys that can play man in the back defensive backfield. But I think Okuda coming back, they probably feel a little bit better about that. Yeah. So the biggest – you know what the weirdest thing about this trade deadline was? That you've got – an extreme number of teams that have 2 wins right now. For being midway through the season, and as I looked at all those teams, It started to make a little bit more sense. I mean, you look at the Titans and the Jaguars are two of those two win football teams. They're in the division. Unlikely that you're going to pull off something really good with one of those teams.
Yep.
Like Brandon Scherff is a veteran guard who's older for the Jaguars that I figured, all right, you know what? He can come in and at least steady the ship at left guard.
Yep.
Jags probably aren't going to do it with you.
Yeah.
But then you look at some of the other two win teams and they're in weird spots where, all right, I mean, the Browns, they might feel like, all right, we got to just beat the damn Ravens, and we've got our quarterback situation better than it had been before. Let's see what we can do with this. The Dolphins are a two-win football team.
Yeah.
But they probably feel like, man, we can't get our quarterback back and just abandon all hope and not have some kind of Cinderella run here at the end of the year or in the second half of the season. So there probably wasn't as good a market as there should have been for a bunch of teams that are two wins. The Patriots. I don't think the Patriots even understand how to live in a world yet where they're sellers at the trade deadline.
No, you're probably right.
They don't want to accept it, you know?
You're probably
right. It's like when a girl, a little rich girl, all of a sudden realizes that she's got to sign up for food stamps or something.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
It does.
She's like, oh, well, how do I even do it? Do I have to actually go somewhere in person?
Stand in line?
What the hell?
I got to stand in line for this. What the hell? All right. Payne and Pendergast, we'll talk plenty about the trade deadline today on the show, we promise. Ross Tucker was on with us yesterday. This was one of the better Ross Tucker interviews. I thought he laid out some of the offensive line issues for the Texans really, really well. His level of urgency about it scared me because there's a certain Texan that he thinks might be a little scared right now. And we've got that for you. If you missed it yesterday, we've got the highlights of that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.